And I was like, hold on, I have a 1,200 like follow, like subscribers, 1,200 people are following me. Right. And I was like, what? Like literally, and I was just like, okay. And then I started looking at some of my videos, and I didn't really realize that some of my videos were getting as many views as that. Like, and I was like, oh wow, I had no idea at all. And so from then I was like, you know what? Maybe I should like start putting some stuff out there. And I started putting out little lesson videos. And the first video that kind of like was the most viewed video for the longest time was this. Oh, this is so dumb. It's like this video that's like, it's three simple bass grooves. It's like I recorded it on like my iPhone 4. The quality is awful. Oh my gosh. and it was just like through my phone speaker and phone mic and everything like that. And for some reason, I think it was the most viewed video until like this year. Cause it was like eight, it was had like, I think it has like 800 something thousand views or something like that. And wow. I was like, how? Like, I have no reason. Like, but then I, like 2 years ago, whenever, I was about to get married and everything, I was like one that like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, I'm a musician, and my wife also, she's a songwriter.
Okay. Nice.
And so like, I was like, man, I need to find like something that's going to like sustain me. Like when gigs are not there. I mean, this is way before the pandemic.
Right. So thinking ahead.
And yeah. So like, I was just like, you know, this YouTube thing, you know, it could grow somewhere. It could possibly grow somewhere. And I was just like, you know, let me just start doing it. And then like, I started getting more serious about it, started learning about how to record like, you know, in 4K on my phone. And then like learning all these little tips and tricks and stuff. And also I'm like learning how I'm producing and doing stuff like that. So my audio knowledge is growing like crazy. Yeah, yeah. And so I, about 2 years ago is when I like, kind of like was like, you know, I'm going to really push for this and start trying to get, you know, all this kind of stuff going. And honestly, that's when things my subscriber count started to jump more, because my thing is I don't ever like to like look at my subscriber count a lot, because I don't want it to be about that, you know?
Right.
I want it to, because there was a, Shaquille O'Neal did this, he was talking about, he was in this interview or something, because he like, ever since he left the NBA, he's like this huge, he's like a big investor now. Like he's investing a whole bunch, and he's like making more money now than he's ever had in his whole career.
Yeah, and he's literally a big investor.
literally. Oh, but like, he said something that kind of just transformed my life. He said that he learned from, I forgot who it was. He was just like, that he's like, whenever it comes to making an investment, he said, this guy told him, he said, only invest in the things that are going to change people's lives. You know, something that you believe are going to change people's lives. And he said, ever since he did that, he always made wise investments. You know, he always made, you know, good investments in things that he truly believed that would change people's lives. And so whenever I thought about that, I started thinking to myself, what can I do that would change musicians' lives, that would really help like bass players or even musicians in general to kind of get this sense. And so I started posting more lessons. I started posting more vlogs, giving insight that nobody is really giving. And because for some reason I've been, you know, blessed to have these opportunities that like a lot of people get, but nobody documents or talks about, you know
Definitely,
what I'm saying?
Yep. Sure,
playing on the road, going to the studio, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like, that's literally, you know, how I got to, you know, I guess where I am now today.
Amazing.
Dope. As a bass player, do you catch yourself listening to music differently? Like, are you more like focused on just the bass parts when you listen to music, or is that something that idiots like me think bass players do?
No, I would say you're like, that's the bad thing. Like I do, I will say at the beginning, like, of course I'm drawn to the bass part more so like when I'm hearing something, but I think the producer in me, like I hear like, what the elements that make me feel something,
Gotcha.
You know, like, so like if it's the bass part that makes me feel something like, I connect to that, or if it's the keys part, or is the, or is this like some sample that's like, you know, that's been done a certain way that makes me feel something. Yeah, that's literally what my ear goes to first.
Okay. So you're a normal person. Nice. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. And you're a multi-instrumentalist and also, so that might contribute to that too, because you play drums, you play some acoustic guitar in front of water and stuff like that. So that could be a part of that. Sorry. I drove in one last time by the lake. That was the last shot, man. I apologize.
ABL. You good. You good.
And I'm howling at my own jokes.
If you could have, I got one more story, Anthony. If you could have lunch with any bass player, dead or alive, who would you want to have lunch with?
Ooh. All right. I think this actually might be pretty easy for me. Pino Palladino.
Can you say who that is for our audience?
Yeah. So Pino Palladino is probably one of the best like R&B bass players like that I've, you know, at least in my opinion. Okay. He started off playing with The Who.
Right.
And then he went from there and he started playing with a lot of other artists. He became like a real big session musician. Right now, he's like big for playing with D'Angelo. Right, and also like John Mayer, the John Mayer Trio. He's the tall, lanky, like bass player.
Yeah, I've seen him. You've seen him, dope. For sure. Yeah, definitely seen him. That's awesome.
And so like man, his groove and like everything. I have no idea. I'll be honest, I have no idea.
He looked old when I saw the trio video.
Yeah. He's definitely up there, but still holding it down like nobody else. It's crazy.
He's a legend.
Yeah, that's a great choice, man.
Okay, well, that's same question, impressive. But dinner.
Dinner time, you might want to talk to
someone
else.
Meal, yeah.
Who's your second choice?
Oh, my God. Man, now that one would be kind of tough because there's a lot of people.
You have to spend more time with them. There's more courses.
Yeah.
I would say like... probably someone who's passed away would be James Jamerson. Okay. I would love to like
rest in peace.
Pick his brain about like just, you know, how he thinks about music. Cause I honestly, the thing is that what I've learned when it comes to teaching and when it comes to learning music, it's not necessarily about the how good you are at a technique, but about what, you know, emotion it conveys. And so something that I've learned with him and with a lot of bass players like him is that like he may be like technically good, but that doesn't hold him back. It only strengthens like his creativity, you know, and I would love to know like how do you choose that? How do you think in your head, like, you know, this is the kind of vibe that I'm going for and how do you make those choices, you know?
Being overly technical does seem to be a hindrance for some people, right?
Yeah.
Knowing too much and they don't know what to pick from their bag of tricks, or they're always trying to do a bit too much. So that is probably the most valuable skill, hence Ringo Starr. People don't give him enough credit.
Well, you know what's crazy, you know, on that same note, is that like when it comes to... you know, thinking about like the technical aspects, you know, of music, it's like people, I get so, you know, sad for people and musicians that like feel like they have to hide their, you know, their licks and tricks and stuff like that. Because it's just like, honestly, is that like, even if you don't show somebody your licks and tricks, there's going to be somebody that's going to come up and pass you up either way. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, like, when it comes to that, I feel like for me as a creative, as a true creative, you're always learning something new and you're always creating something. So, like, that's the reason, like, on my channel, I give, like, literally everything I give. This is literally the way I learned it and the way I thought of my head of, like, what makes the most sense. And, like, even though, like, for some people, like, oh, my gosh, you just gave away, like, the lick you do all the time. What that tells me is that, all right, Travis, it's time for you to go learn some new licks. You know what I'm saying?
It's
almost like I'm accountable to the people that I'm teaching. You know, it's like, all right, now I've got to keep growing. You know,
that's incredible. I have one more silly question to ask you, Travis, and then we'll get you out of here. But
can't wait.
If you could sub in as a bass player for any band right now, actually any band ever in life, who would you? Which one would it be? Which one would you want to sub in for?
One preference for morning gig, one preference for evening gig.
It's a great question, man.
These are actually a good question. I'm not even mad.
That's a great question. I'm like, ooh.
You know, this because I do like gospel R&B and like funk a lot on my channel.
Yeah,
people probably wouldn't think this, but like my number one would probably be like John Mayer. John Mayer would probably be like my number one, like my first, like go to my, okay. You know, yeah. my lunch, you know, so
your lunch, yeah.
the warm up.
And then I would say like somebody like, man, who is it? I was just thinking about somebody like Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's a good
and the Tennessee choice. Boys? Tennessee yeah. Kids, I think they're called. Tennessee Kids.
Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's because my thing is that even though I play gospel and I play R&B, or I play like, you know, a lot of my stuff on my YouTube is like a lot of church stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
But like, I will say like, I don't feel like I'm necessarily a true gospel player. Like I can play right. gospel, but like it's not like the thing that I just absolutely love, but like groove gotcha. And stuff like that, kind of like yeah. you know that John Mayer kind of feel and stuff like that, that's mm-hmm. that's kind of like my vibe, like my true like inner, you know, creative. That's where I like to lean towards, you know,
for sure. Yeah,
like
yeah
it. Yeah,
that's dope.
Like it. You'd have some nice shoes to fill with JT too. Come Adam Blackstone, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's his bass player and musical director of gotcha. Many stars.
Well, yeah, he's the main music director for everything.
Everybody, like the NFL, the NBA, the Grammys. It's just
no way, really.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. So good choice. And,
yeah, great choice. No wonder he picked that one.
So wait, was he playing on basically Justin's team and the NFL's team during that Janet Jackson mishap?
I'm not sure.
I don't think.
Double check. Matt, always with these damn questions. You're always so deep, man. Let's get back. That's a great question.
It is a good question, though. I wonder. I didn't even think about that. Look where his brain goes, though, right?
It's always about difference for me. Oh,
man. What's so beautiful. Funny is that I think he was like, because I forget just JT did that. Like he was on the Super Bowl twice, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I forget that all the time.
That was his last time. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was.
Oh, man. Oh, Matt, gosh. That was a great question. Travis, thanks so much, man. This
really, really
great.
Appreciate it. It was dope.
Super insightful. Yeah. Super insightful, man. I loved it. Checking out your channel, you had a video, I think, I don't know, one or two so far that have crossed the 1 million viewer mark. So congrats on that.
Yeah,
looking forward to seeing great success. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Can you shout out your socials, shout out your YouTube channel, how
yeah.
to find you?
Honestly, if you just search my name, Travis Dykes, D-Y-K-E-S, like on YouTube, you should be able to find me now. Or if you go to my Instagram, it's at T Dykes, just my first letter of my name and then my last name. And cool. then, yeah, that's pretty much the two socials that I go by.
A lot of you are familiar with the DNA Project and have been rocking with us for a while, but some of you aren't. A lot of you are faithful listeners of the podcast, but aren't familiar with some of the other work that we do. So I just want to take a quick moment to explain to you a little bit more of what we do. So you're getting married, or you have a friend, a cousin, a sister, somebody you know is getting married. Okay, you've booked your venue, caterers, photographer, all that good stuff. When it comes to live music, most people have no idea where to look. We have you covered. Picture this. During the ceremony, while guests are being seated, or while the bride's walking down the aisle. During the cocktail hour, while guests are just mingling and having a good time. Don't forget about dinner music, that's very important to set the mood while guests eat. And we definitely can't forget the party. Let's get the party started right now with the DNA Project. www.thednaproject.ca for more information.